My feeling was that it's just in the center, these four grand rhythms of heart, and everything that we somehow do are connected with one of those. Or sometimes all of them.
Yeah. Hello everyone, this is Raphael Guignard and welcome to the third episode of the Peace Starts With Me podcast. And today, together with Taka, we're going to talk about growing your heart through relationships.
Hello everyone, I'm really glad to be here for the third episode and excited about this subject as well, because I think it's one of the core values and thing about life. I guess somehow we are all doing things in life to for love and happiness somehow, in a sense, you know. So yeah, really excited.
Yeah, it's a really great topic. I mean, I was just listening, I've been meditating a lot on heart, what it actually means, and I figured really heart is really the core of the core of who we are. Like you can't go more to the core. And actually what is interesting, that core comes from the French, I mean, to the same origin as cœur. Cœur means heart in French. And so it really feels, heart means the core of who you are, you know, like really. And and growing your heart. And it's so connected to relationships, because it's connected to love and, you know, building loving relationships. And also because, as you mentioned, the importance of happiness. And what we realize is that when relationships are going well, then this is the biggest happiness you can experience, basically, when it goes well. And when it doesn't go well, this is almost like the biggest suffering you can experience, almost. When I look at my daily life, when relationships are going well, I like feel, wow, kingdom of heaven on earth right now, you know. And and all kind of relationships, whether it's with your parents, with your siblings, your friends, with your spouse, with your children, whatever, you know, and the four great realms of heart. And yeah, and if it doesn't go well, wow, this is just, I don't know, it just stays on your mind all the time. Like you can be spinning circles when you have a conflict with somebody or you had a tension with somebody. Until you solve it, it's like, I don't know. You have this kind of experience as well, Taka?
Yeah. And just to mention also, like they made a study about this as well, right? That relationship is actually the things that gives you, that will make you feel happy or not at the end of your life somehow, and feel fulfilled. And it was a doctor that was studying it for, I think it was the longest study made in history. I'm not exactly sure,
yeah,
but it was,
yeah, studies about humans, you know.
Yeah, 50 years old, I can't remember, they were following
70 years, even, I think
70s, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Harvard study.
The new director of this project, he were doing it for 25 years, but I think there was some other before, and it was really, 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 yeah, I think it's just showed also by scientifically proved, or like by science, that relationships is actually somehow everything. Or we're doing it, even though us, like when we feel not so great, it's because, as you said, I'm, for example, if I take myself, I'm scared of doing this because I'm scared that people will see me this way. So it's always about a relationship, it's always about another person or someone else. So it's never only just it's always related somehow. So that's crazy. And yeah, when someone I know that is not feeling good, it's stuck in my mind. Like a person that I really love is not feeling good, it's stuck in my mind. I'm just like, okay, what is going on? And I'm not feeling good so much, and somehow I want to do something, and there is this strive of like, okay, what is going on? And on the other hand, yeah, if you take care, if the person is really happy, yeah, you're just happy as well. It's just like really energy.
Yeah, we're so interconnected, yeah.
Interconnection, yeah, so much.
yeah, so true. Yeah, this study really showed that they studied all kind of things, like money, career, you know, social status, and they checked everything. And at the end, the number one criteria was the quality of the relationships that they had.
Exactly,
not the quantity, but the quality.
You're saying better than me, yeah. quality. Yeah,
yeah, that's really huge, and it's so true. Actually, when you look in our lives, I mean, I feel like it's so true. And having a study showing this, yes, it's normal that it's true. Like even studies are showing it. That's actually amazing. And yeah, I realize, you know, this is something that I think we will share often on this podcast, is that, you know, we're going to bring up some concepts that we all know from our movement, from True Parents teachings and divine principle, that maybe kind of heard and heard over again. And some are so much that we don't even know, like, okay, what's actually the point and how does it apply to my life? And this is what we're going to dig. And yeah, today, basically, we're going to talk quite a lot about the four great realms of heart, which I most of you already heard, you know, filial love, brotherly sister love, conjugal love, and parental love. Yeah. So we all know them, and we like have this idea that, yeah, there's different phases in your life and different levels of heart. But sometimes we don't take the time to really think how real this is and how we can make it real, you know, somehow. And I think this is really interesting to talk about today. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I heard it most of my life. So it became something that is so normal and that you don't really try to go deep in it or understanding really much of, okay, why is it so important, I guess, somehow? And it's just like a knowledge that you have in your mind, or that I have in my mind, like, okay, four great realms of heart, this. Okay. But there is no connection in my life, or how can I have a deep sense with it, you know? And but by really trying to understand, my feeling was that it's just in the center, these four great realms of heart, and everything that we somehow do are connected with one of those. Or sometimes all of them.
Yeah.
and for example, I don't know, in my life, the more I'm thinking about my future life or who I want to become, always the purpose is what? Is I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good dad. I want to be a good example, if we take siblings love with also the community, I guess, somehow, and more expanding. And so it's interesting that, and so when I realized that, it made so much sense. Okay, this is actually the core. We are actually doing it with this insight. We're doing it. We're doing things based on these four grammars of heart somehow. You know.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, of course it's important to have a mission to accomplish something, but it feels like this is basically this. Realms of heart is basically the biggest accomplishment, true accomplishment that you're actually going to bring to spiritual world as well, you're going to keep forever the quality of your relationships you've built in your life. This is something you keep forever, you know, and this is why maybe it's so key. What I find really interesting when I'm thinking about it is that there is some kind of natural growth process from going from one realm to the other, like as a baby and as a child, you kind of naturally a certain way, of course, love your parents because they take care of you, they keep you safe. And I'm talking about this no matter how great your parents are or have been. Maybe, of course, no, you know, most of our parents were not perfect, so of course there were things that we didn't feel like we received the love we needed, but still there's always a certain amount of love we received and that we naturally, you know, want to give back a certain way. But I also experienced recently, wow, actually I can also much more consciously develop my filial heart towards whether it's to my physical parents, whether it's to heavenly parents, whether it's to parents, whether it's to other elder figures, you know, people who have mentored me, helped me. And I realize, you know, there's this natural, but also like, okay, making conscious effort to grow in an area. And the same for brother-sister love or friendships. You know, naturally, when you get in that stage of relating with others, you know, when you grow your youth or later on, you naturally grow your relationship, but you also make more conscious effort of you know, how great of a brother or sister or friend you want to be and who you're relating with, how does it affect you, how you're affecting them, and really being conscious about it. And same once you start life as a couple, I mean, it's just like there's some natural push. Like you are a couple, you have to really think differently. You have to start thinking as two people becoming one. And there's no other choice than to actually grow. You know, it's kind of pushing you to grow into another realm. But still, then there's a conscious effort to actually really grow nicely and harmoniously in this. And then same as a parent, when I became a parent, when my first daughter was born and she was there, Flora, that was like, 2011. She's almost turning 9 years. Wow, time flies by. When I had her in my arms, and then for a whole week, we're in the hospital, and like I was running everywhere, taking care of her, taking care of the Miller. And I was like, wow, when you become a parent, unconditional love is not like some fancy option anymore. Yeah. It's obligatory. Mm-hmm. You either love your child unconditionally, or, you know, it's not even going to survive, or it's not going to be taken care of, you know, like you're just going to give, you know, and no matter how tired you are and how much, you know, whatever. So, but then there's also another process where you also consciously try to grow more as a parent and evolving and really developing your parental heart. So it's really interesting. I had this experience of a natural process of growing your heart, but then also a conscious process of making it even deeper and growing even stronger in your heart in these relationships. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's I never really saw it this way, actually. It reminds me of just, I read a passage of True Father saying that we don't need education for true love, because it's like inside of ourselves already. But I think at one point or another, as you said, so for example, if I take this back, if there is a child, if you have your first child, then you don't actually learn how to do anything, but you just want to give. And this is just love, you know. And he talks about like, this is such a mysterious way of why is it like this somehow. But I think, as you said, it's really, really relevant that at one point we have to get conscious also in ourselves and be like, okay, how can I get also better? So maybe it can be also easy to just fall into a pattern and just let it go like this without maybe growing anymore somehow in ourselves. That could be in a relationship with our parents, or because I'm not yet, I don't have any kids yet. So my own experience can be with my parents or my siblings. And it's really when I consciously speaking, I really had this moment of, I want to be better with my parents, but it didn't arrive until I really changed my heart and understood what was kind of, or really experienced, parents-child relationship in a deep heart. Somehow it didn't come from my parents to myself, but it came from a leader. So from like a parent position to myself. And at that moment, I was just like, wow, okay. And my heart changed towards my parent as well. That was really interesting. I was like, okay. And since then everything changed. And I'm just like, I didn't do anything physically with them, like, oh, going out more with them, or forcing myself to be a better son by forcing myself, even though I don't want to, I don't know, make dishes, go shopping for them, all these kind of things, you know. It was just a work on myself and experiencing the love, actually.
Yeah, like a shift of feeling more grateful, changing your perspective.
And then all the things that I wanted to help them or understand them just came naturally. And of course, it doesn't mean that it's finished. We have to always be better and grow. We all can always grow, because I think love is unlimited. But it was an aha moment that I had about love as well.
Wow. Yeah, it's interesting how sometimes we break through in a relationship and it doesn't come from that relationship. It comes from another relationship, you know? It's interesting when I, for example, if I look at my experience on STF, it really brought me on the four great on the four realms. It brought me to another level, because what I experienced, first of all, I experienced brother sister love, living 24 hours together with people who are not my physical brother and sister. So you know, I have two elder sisters and one younger brother, so we have four. So I experienced what it is to live together, learn how to share, managing, you know, disagreements, maybe having fights and how to solve them. But it was within a certain culture and format of my family. And then going into SGF and then experiencing that kind of format with people with a different upbringing, of course, with similar, very similar values, you know, but very different culture and upbringing, confronting with my own upbringing was like really a new learning experience in this brother sister love and friendship, and being more open to what other people are thinking, and not always trying to be right. I was always trying to be right. I really had to change that on STF. I realized I wanted to, I made the shift of like, oh, it's more important for me to be, have a great relationship with that person than trying to be right. And that was a big shift for me. And then it's also on STF that I decided to go to the blessing, and then got matched and blessed with Demilla. So that was definitely entering a new realm in terms of this. And then in my second year, when I became a team leader, I kind of experienced what it is to be parental love, to be a parent, you know, of course not exactly as a parent, but, and I remember after a 40-day condition on Momon, I was like, wow, this is so difficult. I feel so lonely, taking care of everybody, like always being responsible for others. And I was like, and had this epiphany, like, oh, this is just 40 days, you know? And the people I had on my team, they were actually quite, you know, quite good, quite good-hearted, great attitude, of course, ups and downs here and there and things like this. And was looking at my childhood and how I grew up, and my parents took care of me before I went to SCF 18, 19 years, not 40 days. And I was such a rebellious child, you know? I was such a rebellious child, especially a teenager, giving them such a hard time. And then so this parental experience actually then brought me to a level of terms of filial heart towards my parents. I suddenly felt so grateful to my parents. I totally shifted my relationship with my parents after my experience on STF. That was really, really, really amazing. And it's crazy how you can in one go, you can develop this this relationship. And yeah, and as you say, relationship is so important. Like, for example, the reason why I did a second year of STF was because I got blessed. I had this motivation. I want to become a great husband, and I need to work on myself. I felt like 1 year was great to discover, but I needed to really work. Like, I found my faith in my first year, and I felt like I need to grow my heart, my character in my second year. And that was motivating me to grow myself, you know, to know I'm blessed and I want to be given happiness. So this also say again how your personal growth and your relationships are so interconnected. It makes you grow. And the more you grow, the more you can also offer something in your relationship. It's really interesting.
Yeah, so much, yeah. And one point that comes to me right now is that all these four great rooms of heart all this love, different love, are actually really interconnected, intertwined, like in the sense of if as a child I got this kind of love from my parents, then it's kind of the only, you will take this, of course you grow yourself, but this is somehow the thing you're going to give to your children as well, in a sense. And so like that's why like the importance of growing ourselves up and being able to love wider and wider and wider, because this is also the love that you're going to give to your children, for them to give them an example on how to love as siblings love, and how to love as a husband and wife love. And actually it's just a legacy then, how you give them. And it's all the love that you can create and receive, or that you can somehow enjoy, will be giving to them, and then they will have to do their responsibility and make it also to their own legacy and their own life, and etc. So I don't know, I just found it really, well, actually it's really important, right? Somehow, in a sense, in a long term run,
yeah, for generations to come. Like legacy, yeah. Like the main imprint you want to leave with your life, yeah?
Yeah. Because when I think about my future kids somehow, of course I don't have any, but I want to create an environment for them to grow as much as they can in love, so they can be the best, husband and wife or parent or person for communities and people around them. Because I know that this is the way also they're going to feel the most happy by being in this position, right? As we were saying at the beginning, relationship and happiness come together along. So yeah, I don't know. It was just a moment that came to me right now, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's really, really, really powerful. One thing that comes to my mind is how also every ROM is basically a new stage of growth, and you're not necessarily ready for it at the beginning, but you kind of grow into it, you know. And it's not like sometimes you have this maybe expectation that, okay, now I need to be ready for a husband-wife relationship, completely ready, and I need to be perfect from the beginning, instead of thinking, okay, I'm entering another realm where I'm actually giving the opportunity to grow and to learn, you know, like as we say, family is the school of love. And school of love doesn't mean that love is there perfectly all the time. That is, we're learning how to love and to relate. I can see with my children, sometimes I get a bit frustrated when they fight with each other or they don't agree. And I'm like, and then sometimes I just take a step back. It's like, they're learning. It's not easy for a child to, you know, get along, to share, to, you know, agree on things. And they are learning to do it. And it's okay to struggle. And same in a husband-wife relationship. It's okay to struggle at the beginning and then to grow from it. And even as a parent, and this is very tricky. When I became a parent, I really felt like I need to have that unconditional perfect heart for my children. But now when I realized, like, no, it's just another realm where I'm growing together with my children, actually. And I can actually see my children, and True Father talks about it, as I see my children also as my teachers. They teach me how to grow my heart through their natural way of giving. You know, children are really free, and also because they are sensitive. So every time I do something and they get hurt very easily, I'm like, it tells me, oh, I need to grow my heart here. I need to become more sensitive or more loving, more caring. So that's very interesting. And for me, it was really a big breakthrough last year. This just became last year. You know, we're listening to this author, Shefali Tsabari. She wrote the book, The Conscious Parent. And she really talks how parenting is a spiritual journey, or, you know, a journey of growing your heart together with your children. And not like you are the almighty parent teaching your children. No, you are also on your own journey of growth together with your children. You're on a different part of the journey, but you're on a journey. And it takes off the pressure and it brings in growth. Like, really, this is really powerful. Has been a really powerful shift for me. Yeah.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening to the third podcast of Peace Out With Me. Today, we also had a small technical issue and a bit of a lack of time. So that's why we're cutting this end part. But really, all we want to say is thank you very much for your support and your feedbacks. And feel free to give us some more and some new ideas of concept or any ideas of subject that you guys want to hear. And we also invite you, if you feel inspired about Peace Out With Me or that you are connected with it, to be part of the podcast with us. So contact us and we can have a podcast together. We would be really happy about this and share it with other and more mindfulness people. So again, thank you very much. Have a good week. And we'll see you on Friday.